Blog Talk Radio.
Reality show Manic Monday, and here is our intro music. And welcome to Manic Monday. It's Monday night, and this is when the Manics come out, and we get to talk with Michelle Costa. Now, you guys can call in, too, and talk to us, 347-237-5506. Make sure you push the 1, because I'm not going to pick up unless you push the 1.
Welcome, everyone. Welcome to the Rad Reality Show. Welcome to Manic Monday, and welcome to the month of April. Today is April 2nd, 2012. I'm Cherry Garcia. Paul from Minnesota is also up here on the phone line with me. How are you doing tonight, Paul?
I'm doing well. It's great to see some people I haven't seen in a little while in the chat room.
We have Ardina back.
Yeah, and Amy, BB Boston's there, and Michelle from the Bronx, and Anne Marie, regulars that have missed a few shows.
Right, we've got some of our regulars back. Good to see you all. We also have our lovely Miss Michelle Costa, the host of our show. How are you doing this weekend, Michelle? How are you doing tonight, Michelle, and how was your weekend? I can't get things straight today.
Well, it's okay, because technically today is my Friday night, so it really is my weekend, because it's my day off, and I worked all weekend. So you actually were right on the money there, Miss Cherry Baby. How you doing, Paul? And it's Manic Mondays. What's up, Maniac?
Hey.
And it is lovely to see, the people in the chat room. What's up, chat room?
Michelle Costa, are you stuck, or what is it called? Not stalking. Are you watching the chat room?
Yeah, I'm peeking in through the blinds. I sure am.
All right, people. So you can chat to Michelle. She's seeing it. Stalker.
Well, I just want to first start off. I think that this is appropriate right now. It's actually breaking news. Some people may have heard, may not, but if everybody is familiar with Miss Kale from Big Brother, and she, everybody knows she owned a holiday resort farm in Oregon where she actually did, it was called Rainbow Reality, and a bunch of us from Big Brother kind of had like a little reunion powwow, and so we stayed there, and we would go to the restaurant that they had and the grocery store and stuff. Well,
Reality Reunion, I think.
That's right. Yep. And so, unfortunately, at 3:00 this morning, their holiday resort farm bar burned down. So
let me read the news article. let me read the news article. We got a link to it from Moosey. Fire crews, Blue River, Oregon. Fire crews responded to a structure fire up the McKenzie Highway early Monday morning. The blaze broke out just before 3 a.m. at the Holiday Farm Resort on McKenzie River Drive. The fire originated in the main building housing the resort's spa, restaurant, and bar. That main building is a complete loss. The resort's cabins weren't damaged in the fire. Firefighters say this blaze was particularly difficult to extinguish due to the lack of fire hydrants. The cause of the fire is still under investigation.
Yeah, wow. So everybody, please send your thoughts and prayers out to Kale and her family. I don't know that anybody was in the building. I don't believe so, because I'm sure the newspaper article would have mentioned something along the lines of that. So that's a thing we can all be thankful for. Buildings can be put back up, rebuilt, but unfortunately, if there's a life loss, you can't get that back. So I'm just glad that
Michelle,
nobody got hurt.
If you're able, having spent, were you at all three of them?
I was at the two of them. The one that was the first one, I wasn't on Big Brother yet.
Oh, that's right. Okay, so in your memory, kind of take us through. Now, see, last one that she did, we did have some video that Moosey had streaming for those that were able to watch it. And we saw pictures, of course. But can you kind of describe that main building and what was in there? And
yeah. Well,
was it,
I'm
was
sure
you had all Big Brother memorabilia at?
I don't think so. That one was in the grocery store. Their grocery store where we play poker and stuff. That's another restaurant too. I don't believe it's that one, because it said we had a bar. So I'm assuming it's the other one that they had. The one that, if you guys remember, I took my shoes off and I chased some guy through the woods. Well, so the way you go in, it's like you got to go up these really like long stairs, kind of like a patio, you know, like if you have a deck or something on your house and you have the stairs, like just think of like four levels of that. So you go up and you walk in and it's a bar, and in the bar area they had like a little corner where they would have like the DJ or the karaoke guy, and they had a dance floor, and then in the back is where they had the slot machines. You guys know that me and Missy were just working those slot machines like it was our job. And then to the right when you walk in, it's like a restaurant. And then, like, also you could do, like, a banquet hall. And then they had, I think, like, a little mini kind of, like, you know, like a little touristy store, like, attached to it that had, like, a few things with going along lines of, like, you know, the state and all that stuff, like Oregon and all that stuff. So, and then on the other side was where the, I believe there were kind of, like, rooms, you know, I don't think they said that nothing happened to that, so that's good, because people were probably staying in there.
In that structure, they didn't have they did or did not have rooms for people to stay in.
I believe it was attached to it, but it was on the backside, and they said that the buildings didn't get any kind of fire damage or anything, which is good, because that would be where people would be staying.
Right.
So that's good to hear. But, you know, I'm not 100% if it's attached or if it's in the same kind of lot.
Right.
But I know there wasn't any damage to it, so that's a good thing. That's a really good
thing.
Thank
goodness, you know, all the family members are okay and no one was injured. That's the biggest thing, is that they're all okay.
So everybody, make sure you guys go to, like, you know, Facebook and stuff like that, and just let her know you guys are thinking about her, because I'm sure, you know, it's a very sad time for their family, and a lot of good thoughts and prayers, and just friends, you know, lending out a little shoulder, I guess you could say. Let them know that we're there for them. It really helps out. So, and you guys all rock out there when it comes to stuff like that. So
we have another member of our Rad Reality family that needs a little prayers too. Most of us know Lisa Cruz, and her mom did pass. And
so sad.
So I know Lisa could use a little love from the family as well. So
everybody, spread your love to everybody that needs it.
Just let Lisa know that we care. And
absolutely.
I'm going to be sending her something soon. But just let her know that we care and we're there for her. So
absolutely, absolutely. So, all right, well, I guess enough bad news for now. We'll get to Mob Wives later. Oh, my God, I still have Ajna heartburn like you wouldn't even believe watching Mob Wives yesterday.
Oh, man, was that hard to watch or what?
Jeepers, I was just like, ugh, no. But we'll be talking about that later. We're going to be having the Mr. Fantastic, Wonderful, La Wonderful, Luan. He's going to be calling in a little bit. He's going to be chatting about, you know, what he's been doing. And also, he's going to be going to Temecula. He's going to the Reality Rally with me. So we're going to be talking about that. And I know he loves Mob Wives. So I'm sure he has something to say over it. And I'm sure there's a few people out there in that chat room, I know you know who I'm talking about, that are just kind of like, what the heck is going on? That's just
somebody
hard to watch.
Board that may want to say hi to you right now.
Cool beans.
Miss Dina, thank you for calling the Rad Reality Show. How are you, girl?
Hello, 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 hello. I'm back in North Carolina.
Oh, well, hello, Miss Dina in North Carolina.
Girlfriend, it took me 4.5 hours to get from Knoxville, Tennessee to Raleigh, North Kakilaki last Friday afternoon. And can I say that the speed limit should be 85 and 90 miles per hour?
Well, even if it's not marked, I'm sure you would, you know, pedal to the metal, girlfriend.
Oh, I was hauling ass. Do you hear me? I could not get back to this house fast enough. Hey, Michelle, what's going on, Wild Child? Hi, Paul. Hi, Cherry.
Hey. Well, I'm just so glad you called because I already know you're probably you got to watch Mob Wives, right?
Oh, my word. And Sue was sitting here talking mad shit about Miss Renee last week. Little did I know that this would happen. You know, we knew it was going to happen. It was all in the papers. But, wow, that was shocking me, and that was very hard even for me to watch talking mad shit about her. But, I mean, you know, that's their lifestyle. That's what, you know, that's what it is. It is what it is, and, you know, unfortunately, you live that lifestyle, it's going to catch up to you one way or the other, and it's going to affect the whole family. And for her dad to be taken off the way that he was the same day, I think Junior is totally screwed on this. I know that this disclaimer has not been put up yet, so I will use the nice language. Right?
Yes, we haven't put up the disclaimer. Good one there.
But I think he's screwed. I mean, he is totally screwed, and everybody was worried about Thanksgiving dinner. Are you kidding me? His head's getting ready to roll. We're getting ready to watch this man's funeral.
Yeah, I liked it when, like, Karen was like, I brought some champagne, let's pop it and cheers. And, like, Renee is having, like, a midlife crisis right at that moment. I was just like, probably not a good time to say cheers. Maybe I would have just handed her the bottle of champagne and told her to chug it all. That's how my approach would have been. Alcohol will cure that. Well, wouldn't cure it. It will just mar it for now. But I guess she didn't like that very much, and she walked out. But also, at the same point, it was Ramona's grandfather's, you know, passing, where he passed away. I think it was on Thanksgiving, I think she said. So there was a lot going on. I was like a roller coaster of emotions. And then, you know, Karen was crying like a baby and, like,
I liked that moment when Karen and Renee hugged and Karen remembered how she treated Karen when, you know, the first show. And that
when
was kind of a special.
When Karen first arrived back.
Yeah, it was. It made her really think, like, you know what, sometimes you have to put yourself in somebody else's shoes before you can, you know, but they have, like, my kind of attitude. You yell first and then you think later. you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it's kind of like one of those things that even if you're wrong, you even yell louder. That's the
and
key.
And now we've got to wait 2 freaking weeks. What the hell?
I know. What is up? Like, no amazing race last night. We've got to wait 2 weeks. I can't have this. We've been waiting a lot of – there's been a lot of interruptions in the Mob Wives, hasn't there?
Yeah. No sit-down. There was no sit-down. And Dina – a finale of My Big Redneck Vacation, was sad to see that end.
Oh, I was crying. My poor little people from Shreveport. I love them.
Yeah, but they're getting a second season. You're going to see them again. And who knows where they're going next.
Yes, there's going to be a second season. We just don't know where they're going to go. I don't think they're going back to the Hamptons, but they're sending them somewhere else.
I would love to see these freaks go across the pond. I'd love to see them go to Europe, somewhere like Italy. Like when I went over to Italy, you don't expect what's going to happen to you overseas as far as food, wine, currency. So, yeah, I would love to see them thrown out of the mix. Actually, I'd love to see them go to Amsterdam and get really, really stoned and see what could happen there.
Yes. Be in the red light district on ecstasy. Amazing.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe eat some mushrooms. Oh, my gosh. I haven't watched a show yet, but I like your ideas. Oh, Amsterdam, I don't know who they are, but it doesn't matter who they will eat you up and spit you out.
Red light district and all.
Oh, yeah. Yep. I personally would like to go to the cafes there, if you know what I mean.
Absolutely.
I'll take a little this, a little that, and a lot of that one.
Well, since none of us, I was thinking when they announced that the Mega Millions was in Illinois, and then they said, what was it?
Maryland.
Rosebud or something, Illinois. I was so hoping it was Chi-Town Joe. I knew I had a quick... maybe $500,000.
I mean, seriously, with that amount of money, like, you would have no fun by yourself. Like, think about it. Think about if you won that. After taxes, you probably get, like, $450 million. If you gave yourself, like, $50 and then, maybe a little bit more, and then just gave, like, 200 people you knew $1 million.
God, wouldn't that just, I mean, that's the American dream, and a lot of people say, I don't know what I would do with the money. I already had that money spent as soon as I laid my money down for the tickets.
Yeah. Dina, guess what? My husband got in a pool at work, and I told him, I said, okay, have some of the guys over that live over in Illinois buy some of the tickets over in Illinois, and we'll buy some of the tickets here in Missouri. So he had one of the guys over in Illinois buy tickets over there. The guy that bought tickets in Illinois lives in Millstadt, Illinois, which is right down the road from where they were bought in Redbud, Illinois, which is the town that it was won in. He drives through Redbud, Illinois, to come to work. He sometimes stops right there at that Moto Mart where the ticket was bought. He is killing himself right now because he didn't stop at that Moto Mart and buy the tickets there. Instead, he bought them in Millstadt. 10 miles is the distance between the stores that he bought the tickets at. 10 miles is the distance.
Well, Carrie, this is going to blow you away.
It's
that
right
is,
across the river from us.
That is wild because Lizard Lick Boys down here in Wendell, somebody in that little redneck community has won $250,000.
No kidding.
Oh.
No kidding.
Really?
And their whole family, that's their whole family right down there. So I guess that they've won some money. So, and it just came out in the news today, you know, that it's them down there. So I'm waiting to find out if those boys, if Bobby won some money.
Bobby!
Michelle, I've got somebody else on the phone, on the line here that wants to speak with you. Michelle from the Bronx. How are you, girl?
Hey, Cherry. What's going on, Dina? Hello, Michelle.
Hey, hey.
Hi, Paul.
Hey, Bronxie.
What is up?
Oh, my gosh, girl. Well, first off, I just want to talk about the Mega Millions, and then Michelle, let loose, okay? first off, I bought so many tickets in Rhode Island because we had not one but two jackpot Powerball winners within 2 weeks of each other. And I was like, it's third time the charm, third time the charm. Well, guess what? Third time was not the charm.
Damn.
Okay.
I didn't buy any.
All right. I almost got hit by lightning. I have better chances.
I figured I already had my good luck. I didn't think that anything was going to happen good. So I was pretty much right on that one.
Oh, well, Miss Michelle,
what?
I know you are boiling up inside. I can only imagine what the heck are your thoughts on the Mob Wives. Holy shitballs.
Well, right now I'm on bear watch. So if you hear me go, oh, shit, oh, shit, oh, shit, that means the bear is outside. Okay, as far as Mob Wives.
What?
Oh, my God. I have like a 325 to 350-pound bear that I saw the other morning, and apparently I broke my agreement with him, and he destroyed my garbage pail and my bird feeders. So I went out today and I bought
bird feeders. Whoa, Roxy, not the one you just built.
No, that's the birdhouse. Yeah, no, that sucker's going to scare me, guarantee you. That sucker's going to scare me.
So what did you buy? Did you buy something to put in the yard to get rid of it, like what you
no,
were talking
no,
about?
No, I don't mind the bear. I've got video of me talking to the bear at a distance and shit, you know.
Yeah, like through a fucking, like a house, like the third floor.
No. There's video. I'm pretty fucking close. Like
Shut up.
No, I will. All right, I will hook you up with some stupid, crazy-ass videos, and then you'll be like, are you serious?
Oh, my God. You are crazy.
Well, that's just it. If I can hang out in the city, like hanging out with animals is not a big deal. In fact, I prefer it.
Oh, all right. Shit.
So talking about animals, let's go to Staten Island.
Oh, my gosh. Staten Island animals.
Are you watching that one, too, Michelle?
Oh, my God. Brooklyn 123 47 or 5 or whatever the hell
11223.
Yeah, exactly. Like, do you really need to put the zip code? Because you might as well just say what part of Brooklyn. Were you Park Slope? Are you Fort Hamilton? Like, you're putting your zip code? It's so ridiculous. And those girls are just wannabe bad girls that on the Bad Girls Club that don't want to travel.
They would make
I saw
it
a little
Bad
bit
Girls
of that.
Club.
I saw a little bit of that. And I was just like, what is wrong with all these girls? Like, not even in a good way. I was like, this is just. I'm not even watching this.
They're little baby gangsters, wannabe. That's what
if
they are.
If you call them that, I don't know.
Hey, well, they're punks. Like,
yeah.
She talks about walking with her swag on.
I'm walking through my house right now, and I got more swag with my fat ass than they do.
Oh, shit. I bet that bear has more swag than them. That bear's got swag.
Oh, my bear's definitely got swag. He's definitely got swag. When I send you these videos, you're going to be like, you know what? That's insane.
Yeah,
okay,
please send me these videos.
Okay, so
let's
go to Mob
Wives. I need to see this shit.
You know, I got to tell you, I knew this crap was coming. Dina, you knew it was coming. We all read the papers. We talked about it. But we didn't know how dramatic it was going to be
exactly.
And how pulled in.
Yeah.
You know, like, I know that each one of us, like, all right, we each got our favorites. But even I broke down when Drina was talking to her daughter.
Yeah, that was so sad.
That you know, like, that whole life, you know, knowing, like, she's not going to know who her father is. She has no clue who her father is. And then you have the opposite of the spectrum where Renee knows who her father is. Her father spent 30 years or whatever in jail and now was out for 3 months and is going back in. I know 30 years is an exaggeration. I know people. But I'm just saying, like, she doesn't even know her father, but she knows who her father is, you know? And
yeah,
there's
of course.
This little girl on the complete opposite side of the spectrum that doesn't even know what a daddy is.
And doesn't even want to know.
But she doesn't know what a daddy is.
Yeah.
You know, so why would you want, at that age, a four-year-old's not going to want something if they don't know what it is.
Yeah.
You know, yeah, I was torn, like, you know, knowing that Karen got a phone call from her father, knowing that Renee, you know, is now trying to put everything together, knowing the guilt, you know, for the shit that she gave Karen in the beginning. Paul, you had brought that up, you know, like, it was a very, very well put together episode, if you ask me, because all of the stuff that we knew about finally came into play. Yes, we had to deal with the Renee screaming. yes, we had to deal with the overdramatic crying, and but you, I can understand it.
She was literally having a nervous breakdown.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
I was like, and then they show for the next episode, like, it being on the post, and, like, her screaming again. I was like, oh, my God, that's probably why they're giving us 2 weeks, because we couldn't handle the shit back to back. We would, seriously, they'd be like, we're going to lose all of our watchers, because they're all going to be, like having the nervous breakdown with her.
I don't know
about you, but I'm kind of glad that it's not going to be on next week. Like, my heart is pumping right now thinking about it. I'm like, oh, my God, because when it's on, you know, what was that, Gangland? You know, that's it's skeptical, so it could be true, could
it?
Not. I did not, but the posting I did, and when it's on the post, on the cover, you can say pretty much confirmed.
Right.
Here's the thing. I'm totally blown away in this whole episode. And Michelle, I couldn't agree. Bronxy, I couldn't agree with you more about the two scenarios on this show. But last night, when Renee, it finally caught on to her that, hey, listen, Junior's going to be behind bars, so he can't cheat on me. So hep hep hooray! No, wait a minute, motherfucker. You have turned in on my father. You wore tap. You wore wire. And now my father is sitting in jail. Now, I don't care what kind of piece of ass he's chasing up there in Staten Island.
When they were showing that part, though, I don't think she knew about the wire or any of this.
Yeah, none of that came out.
That was when it first happened, and she didn't know about any of the wiretap or her dad or anything when she had made that statement. That came before she even knew that her father had gone to jail. And then when she found out her father went, then she really lost it. And I don't think she was really, thinking that way. That statement was made sort of in between Junior going to prison or turning himself in and her finding out that her father, there was like,
but didn't it all happen in the same day? It happened in the same day, though, right?
Right.
No.
It did happen in the same day, but there was a few hours in between her getting up and finding out that Junior had turned himself in, and then her making that phone call to her parents' house and hearing the feds there taking her father away.
I think it was hours.
Yes, it was hours.
I think it was hours. Like, not even like 2 or 3 hours. I think it was hours because all the work that she had to do, all the phone calls that she made, but I have to go back and look. It might have even been the next day.
I don't know. They tried to make it seem like it was just like three hours or so, but
They said it was the same day. Like, everybody, even when they made comments, they said it was the same day. And then, remember when, I think it was Drita, she started talking to Carla, and she was like, it's so weird that Junior goes and turns himself in without asking his, partners or his love to take him there. And then that happens. She's like, it's a weird coincidence, So
right.
I think it was the same day. But the thing with me and with the Junior situation is, like, did he have this plan to wear a wire and set up the father from the beginning, when he came back? Because that's so messed up that he plays with someone's heart like that, and did the things he does. Because the way he was acting towards her, I don't know about you guys, but, you could just tell that he didn't want anything to do with her. He wasn't really kind of... Yeah, he was just kind of like with the pout on his face all the time, and then she finding...
Him.
Yeah, and then she finding out that he was calling other girls and all that stuff, it's like, that's messed up. Messed up to do that.
I think that he came out, and when he went into the halfway house, they were already making deals. They were already talking to him when he was locked up. They were already talking to him. And he probably already had, a name and a number to call. And then he did get pinched in this other thing. And then he said, "That's it."
When did he get pinched with the armed robbery and the?
I think that's bullshit.
I don't think that's true. I'm totally with you on that one, Michelle. I don't think that's a true statement. I think that's falsified. Yeah.
Because
we have another East Coast girl that wants to jump in on this. Miss Anne Marie, thank you for calling the Rad Reality Show on Manic Monday. How are you?
Anne Marie,
are you there?
Anne Marie?
Hello?
Oh, my God, the bear got her.
Well, right now I got a herd of deer outside, so the bear is not going to come around.
Where the hell do you live, Michelle? Like, you live in New York outside the city. Like, where the frick do you live?
I am in the woods.
Holy crap, it's like Zoolander over there.
Oh, yeah, no.
In 2 minutes, she's like, here you go, giraffe. Here's a leaf. Like, what the hell?
Oh, no. You don't, Michelle. Oh, my God.
Hey, Michelle.
Which one?
I'm sorry, Costa. While we had a little break and hoping that Anne Marie comes on, did you see where Judy Chen will be on Ferguson tonight?
Yes. First off, I love Craig Ferguson, Big Brother 10. My season was the only one that was on any type of show continuously every week, and that was Late Show with Craig Ferguson. And I bet you any money. And that was a plug.
Yes, it was.
We're going to do a disclaimer, and then we're going to have to make a clip about plugging. I bet you. Whoa, Michelle. Dirty mind.
Hey, okay. I can take a trip there if I want to. All right, I'm back. Hello.
Anyway.
Wait, I'm sorry, Dina's just watching in the corner.
Oh, my gosh.
Dina, it's okay. We can flirt.
Dina's like, what? I'm just happy to be back in North Carolina. Woo! Cool. Anyway, so I bet you any money she's coming on, Craig Ferguson, to talk about the casting calls that are coming up, because I'll tell you guys why. I will be attending a casting call this week.
Ooh.
So I will actually be at Mohegan Sun Casino in Connecticut on April 5th, and I will be there with, you guys ready? Eric Stein, America's Player from BB8.
Wow.
And Crazy James.
Oh, my gosh.
Yikes.
Michelle.
Yep. So, listen, I'm bringing Mama Costa with me, right? And I said,
Yo,
Mama Costa. Yeah, I have to bring a disclaimer. So I said, Mama Costa, I'm just going to let you know that Crazy James is going. She said, who the hell is this Crazy James? Crazy James, who is this? And I said, Mom, he is known for going up to whoever and, like, molesting them. And my mother goes, molesting? Well, I guess he's going to be in jail in Connecticut. I was like, oh, my God, this is going to be an interesting one. Mama Costa, me, Crazy James, and Eric Stein.
Wow.
That is a crew. Just so you guys know, we have found Anne Marie, and you are unmuted, Anne Marie.
Hey, my husband got a call on the other line, so I called one another. Everything got confused.
Well, Emily, we were thankful that the bear didn't get you.
Oh, I would have got him. So do you think they put on any acts on that show, those girls?
I don't think so.
No.
I don't think so. If they do Academy Award, Grammy, Oscar, Country Music Award, I don't even care what kind of award. Because, whoa, that's, like, intense. You think that it's fixed or something?
No, not fixed. I just sometimes think they overdo it. I mean, maybe that's the scenes we see. Because in their life, they're always belting each other out. It's crazy.
It's that life, though. I mean, if you're familiar with that type of life, then to me it's not shocking.
I know, but usually, well, maybe it's changed now, but in the years I was growing up and the women in their life, they usually were the quiet ones. You never saw them, you know, mouthing off.
I think times have changed.
I guess.
You know, the women aren't walking behind anymore. You know, they're walking ahead. And the men are like, keep up. But I don't know.
I can't believe they're saying Junior's a snitch.
You don't believe it?
Wow, that's unbelievable.
Oh, my God. Does anybody know what's going on with him right now at this point? Do we know, is he in jail? Is he in hiding? Is he...
He's supposed to be in protection.
Probably in protective custody.
Yeah, I think he's in WITSEC.
You think he's what?
In WITSEC. I think he's in Witness Protection Program.
Protective custody. They'll kill you.
Well, I don't know. He's going to have to go or get away from New York. He's not going to be able to live in New York or be around anybody.
Well, it's going to be the same thing that Karen's father went through. That's the first thing. And it's going to be years because he's got a... Depending upon exactly what they want to charge him with originally and then what kind of a deal that he's making.
Now does Karen have a brother? Because I'm saying, you know, a lot of times, you know, just because your father's a tough guy, you don't have to be, I'm going to get, you know, she's pretty wicked.
I don't have a brother.
Yeah, right? No, but
she plays with bears.
Yeah, she plays with bears. I still can't get over this bear thing. I don't even know what's going on. You're like the pet detective.
Her videos from last year, so I know she plays with bears.
Yeah, I'm gonna send you one. But where do you want it? Like, where do you want me to send it?
Send it to my personal email, Michelle.
I got you. All right. wifey.
That's right. But so Anne-Marie, what were your entire thoughts about everything happening? Like, about were you as having a meltdown and a breakdown like Renee was watching that?
No, because I wasn't living her life. I guess if I lived it, I would have. I couldn't live it.
But you have to feel like what she's going through. I mean, she was hysterically melting down.
But, you know, she's put a lot of time in Junior, and he just keeps stabbing her in the back.
Right.
Unbelievable. She gets so upset, you know, when you love somebody as much as she loves him and can take all that baloney, and it just keeps happening.
And you know what's the sad part is that the person that's going to hurt the most out of all this is going to be that poor kid, AJ. He lost his grandfather. His mother's having a meltdown. His father's a snitch. Like, his father put his grandfather in fucking jail. Imagine what that kid is going to go, like, through.
Well, you imagine, like, well, I grew up in an Italian neighborhood, and let me tell you, a snitch... They were harassed, and it's awful.
Right.
That's the last thing you want to be is a snitch.
That's the one that's going to go through the worst, not even a four-year-old. Is AJ. He's the one that, Michelle, you're right, he's the one that's going to go through the worst of it.
Right.
I thought that, okay, this all happened last Thanksgiving, and AJ was on the last week's sit-down episode.
I saw that too, Paul.
And he did seem to have... come through it okay. You know what I mean?
Well, I mean, that's something that you can't just be like, okay, it's good. Like, that's obviously going to affect you for the rest of your life. It's what he makes of it, because either he's going to be like, I don't want to be anything like, you know, living the life that they do and do, you know, opposite, or he's going to think that it's, like, normal and hopefully not fall into any of
their shoes. A lot of them sometimes fall into it because they find it attractive.
And some of them feel like they can't get away from it because of their name.
Yeah.
And because when they go and try to get away from it, they're not accepted by others because of their name and because of who they are. And so they feel like they can't get away from it. The only place they're accepted is in that life. And so they fall back into it because that's where they're accepted. And I think he's going to have a hard time because when he goes to visit his grandfather, he's going to look at his grandfather and know that it was his own father that did that to him. He's going to have inner turmoil.
Yeah.
You know, no matter how well adjusted he is, he's going to have inner turmoil over this for quite some time.
And you know what's scary? When they're calm, it's like the calm before the storm.
Exactly.
Right. I think Renee is doing the right thing and having him in counseling, because I think that kid is going to need it. You know, he's going to have somebody help him, you know, go through all this internally and understand that none of this is his fault. And And, you know, he doesn't play a role in this in any way. And
now, is
I know he's
Drita,
older than...
Drita, she's getting a divorce now from her husband, right?
Yes.
Drita, she's like, I think she's not a bad-looking girl, but tough as nails, seems.
Yeah.
Yeah, you wouldn't want to fight her.
Well, last week, remember you guys last week when she went on, like, the speed dating thing? I thought literally she was going to beat up every guy. I was like, oh, my gosh. I hope she watches that and is like, what the heck is wrong with me?
I used to do the same thing. I'd be like, can you take a punch? My mother used to tell me I had big hands, and I got these tiny little things, and I couldn't understand what she meant. Well, I know now what she meant. It's like I touch you just a little bit in my head. It's a little bit, and on your end, you're like falling over. So I
oh my god!
And I used to say, "Come on, if you can take my hit, man, we're good. We're good if you can take my hit." You know,
yeah.
Not like I was a violent girl. And I said this that I used to go when I tried to date.
Yeah, girls. No, you're not a violent girl at all. No.
No, I would never do that to a chick. Now, if
no,
I,
you would beat the hell out of a man and then cuddle with a beer. I don't know.
We have your Mr. LaWanderful.
Mr. LaWan, handsome fad.
Oh, Mr. LaWanderful.
I'm on the reality show with my Michelle.
Hi, LaWan. How are you, boo-boo?
How are you, sweetie pie? I'm great. How are you?
Well, you know what? I'm so happy. I'm happier than a clam right now because...
Some of these people on hold for just a moment so Michelle and LaWan can talk, and then we'll bring people back up, okay?
Okay.
All right, talk to you guys in a bit. All right. Well, I get to see and spend time with my fabulous LaWan next weekend.
Yes, you do. Yes, you do. Yes, you do.
So you will be attending the Reality Rally in Temecula, California, correct, LaWan? And this is your first year.
This is my first year. Yeah, this is my first year. So I'm
oh, my gosh. And are you going to be doing the race?
Why didn't you go last year, LaWan? I'm just kidding.
Oh, we got jokes in the springtime, huh?
Ooh. Fight. No. Anyway, Mr. LaWanderful. So what's been going on in your life, and then we'll go to and we'll chat about other things. But what's new in Mr. LaWonderful's world?
Today just got back from Vegas.
You went to Vegas again?
Oh, honey, Vegas is like my second home. I love Vegas. But, no, I went because, you know, so I was doing my anti-bullying campaign, and I went to go talk to some different sponsors for it. So that's why.
Oh, good.
How did it
and
go?
How's everything? Yeah.
I'm sorry.
How did it go?
Oh, great. Oh, it's going to be a Wayne Day. Oh, my God. It's going to blow people's socks off.
That's
just
his socks?
you might get down to just your socks. Cause you know what goes on in Vegas stays in Vegas.
Oh, snap.
But I mean, no, I have some good things in store. I mean, I've never seen nothing like it, so it's gonna be good. It's gonna be really good.
Very exciting, very exciting. So you're working on that, and you're gonna be going to California, right?
Yes.
Great. Are you gonna be running the race?
You know what? I said I wasn't, but then I don't know because I've been training too. I've been training for a marathon, so I don't want to. Be doing too much now. I mean,
it's so much fun though.
Is it?
Yeah, it's kind of like Amazing Race.
Okay.
It's like a little their version of Amazing Race. It's a lot of fun. There's a lot of competitions, and you're with like a team of like three or four people, and you kind of just like. You kind of run around this, like, very, like, historic, old-school kind of, like, Western town, you know, with the old-school bars and horses and all that stuff. Yeah.
Oh,
I want to see you. I want to see you with a cowboy hat on, Mr. LaWan.
Oh, honey, I'll rock it. I'll rock a cowboy hat.
Yeah, I can see you rocking it.
He can rock anything.
Heck yeah. Oh,
thank you. Thank
you. And Mr. LaWonderful, I know you've been watching reality TV. We were just talking about Mob Wives. You watched
you know
it
what?
Yesterday,
don't
didn't
tell
you?
Me. No, don't tell me. No, I taped it. Don't tell me.
Oh, gosh.
Don't tell me.
No.
I didn't watch it. I know it's good. Too many people have told me it's good. I'm like, don't tell me.
Well,
oh, my gosh.
What about last week? We can talk about last week if you want to.
You know what? To be honest with you, I haven't watched it. I'm like two episodes behind because I've been so busy, and I've been kind of like enjoying myself, so I've been doing a little TV type thing.
Have you been some LaJuan time?
I always have some time for LaJuan time. That's what keeps me going. Come on now, you gotta have time for you. It's called me time. I call it me time. So.
Heck yeah.
Who all were you in Vegas with? I seem to have seen that Pepsi Rich was there too. Did you see him when you were in Vegas?
You know what? I didn't see nobody. This is a LaJuan trip, and it was so crazy because I had the best time. But I went by myself. I went by myself, and I had a ball.
Good for you, LaJuan. You know what? No one has a better time with you than you, right?
I did. But it was so funny because this is crazy, but every corner I turned and every, club I went to, there were fans, and I want to send a shout-out to all of them because they showed me so much love. I mean, I was walking by myself. People were like, I cannot believe this is LaJuan. I mean, it was just great. It was cool. Great.
Yeah, that's so awesome, LaJuan. Good for you. I'm glad you had fun in Vegas, and hopefully we'll be there together someday again, in September maybe.
Yeah.
So, oh, my gosh. LaJuan, seriously, you haven't watched Mob Wives? Don't watch it back-to-back.
No.
You're going to have, a meltdown. Pace yourself. Watch the one episode.
I'm going to get my wine and all that. Oh, I'll be ready.
Oh, you get a lot of wine.
Hey, a whole lot of wine. Do you watch, are there any other reality shows that you're up to date on, like Celebrity Apprentice?
No,
Survivor,
I'm really not really a TV person until on the weekends. And my weekends have been filled with excitement, so I haven't had a chance to catch up on my shows yet. So that's why I haven't really watched them. I mean, they're taped now. Don't get it wrong. Survivor and Amazing Race and Mob Wives.
Well, you know that Rachel and Brendan are still on Amazing Race. They're still in the game.
Yeah.
You know that, right?
Yeah. Yeah, I know that.
Okay,
yeah.
good. Okay, Mr. LaWonderful. Well, we were talking Mob Wives. I feel like we can't really say much because I don't want to spoil it for you.
Go ahead.
I have a question for LaWonderful.
There you go, Cherry.
What do you think about the fact that Chicago is coming out with its own version of Mob Wives?
Good question.
I think that's good. I mean, I'm going to tell you something. I mean, Chicago got some shady stuff going. I mean, we don't get it twisted now. I mean, but I don't feel like it's nothing like the East Coast. Like I said, I lived on the East Coast before, but I think that's great. I mean, I think that'd be really, really good. I'm into that gangster type of. I love that. I do. I've loved it since The Godfather, and I love that gangster stuff. I'm a gangster, hidden.
He's really a gangster under all that wonderful sweetness
my alter ego.
He's got swagger.
Yeah, my alter ego is DaJuan. He's a gangster. DaJuan is a gangster, baby. I mean, when I say you're a gangster, he's a gangster. Watch out.
Does DaJuan come out at night?
Yeah, he comes out at night. DaJuan is something. He's a trip.
Now, LaJuan, were you friends or ever involved in any of the mob life there in Chicago? Did you dabble in it?
Would I or did I or what?
Yeah, did you know anybody? Did you hang out with anybody?
Let me ask with you, and this is you believe it or not, and it's funny you asking that because when you look back, a lot of my friends, they were all they were gangsters. Now when I say gangster, you would be like, who are they hanging around with him or why are they hanging around with them? But I learned a lot from them, as far as just street cred, if I could say that. Yeah, Yeah, I learned a lot of street cred, like how to handle myself in the street, you know, because, you know, growing up, especially an only child at one point in my life, I had to learn how to protect myself. I had to know, you know, going through different neighborhoods and different boroughs in Chicago. And so, yeah, I knew little gangsters every now and then in my life. And
we learned something new about Mr. LaJuan DeJuan every day.
They're just like us. They're just different. But I have to say, it was funny when people asked me, like, there's a little gangster in you? Yes, because, like, some of my good friends I grew up with, you know, they were into, like, things that I wasn't really into. But, I mean, they were rough, like, street guys. They were, you know, like, that was their life. So I learned a lot from that, and I took that with me as well throughout my life, because I have a big, 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 tough outer shell. People don't see it, but I trust me, I can stand my ground, baby. I can stand it.
Oh, I'm sure you can.
So, yeah, I think everybody has a little gangster friend or a little, you know.
Yeah, they have to.
Like,
come on now.
And everybody has a little, especially a lot of people now, especially being in the entertainment industry, you know, Michelle, you have to have thick skin. You really have to have thick skin, and you have to really know who you are as a person. And, you know, and those people are the ones that help, you know, mold that in you as an individual, I think. So, hey. I got a little gangster in me.
Well, everybody out there listening, LaJuan has proved it to all you guys. You all have a little gangster in you. Everybody. But that's hilarious. Yeah, I think that the Chicago Mob Wives is going to be pretty interesting. So we'll see how that works out when it airs, and I'm sure it's going to have to topple Staten Island's Fury, and we'll see what happens with that. But LaJuan, I have a question. Even though you didn't watch Mob Wives or whatever, do you think watching the season, the past shows that you did, do you think it maybe somewhat is fixed, or it's a little fake, or do you think that it's pretty much what you see is what you get?
I think it's what you see is what you get. Of course, it's from editing. We know that. But I think it's what you see is what you get, man. I mean, that's some of that stuff. You just can't act like, come on, you can't act. I mean, that's true emotion, you know? No, I think a lot of it is the real deal. I do.
Yeah, I think so. I mean, like, yeah, the editing and everything, I agree, but I think it's just editing of cutting up the actual clips. I think I personally think that it's got to be real. I mean, it's, you know, things that we're seeing, you know, what we've heard about, and now it's actually coming in front of us, and we're seeing what's happening. So basically everything that's happened has been kind of justified through reports on the news and just what we've heard. And Michelle from the Bronx, she gave us a lot of insight on it. And a lot of what she said, I'd say actually everything, has happened, and it's probably going to happen. So, you know, I don't know. For me, it's kind of like I've talked about this a lot. It's crazy that they allow for this to be on TV, because it's like,
yeah,
if you are in that mob life, you don't, you know, you don't be a rat, you don't do stuff like this. So, but it's the new age, it's new times, it's modern. You got to change with the ways, I guess, and they're making money off of it.
Yeah, I think it also goes back to it's old school. I mean, we always have our old school gangsters. This is the new school gangsters now. I mean, you know, they have to set their mark as well. So, I mean, of course, I'm pretty sure you have some old school gangsters. Like, we don't even discuss that. You know what I mean? But, like I said, it's generation over generation over generation. Generations change, baby. That's why it's called generation.
Yeah, I mean, go ahead, Paul.
No. I was going to switch gears. Just was going to ask if there's anything new you can, LaJuan, you can share about your BB13 family. Anything you keeping in touch with them all?
Actually, funny you say that. I just spent the last weekend. Me and Dominic hung out. We hung out. So I mean,
what's new with him?
Oh, he's doing good. I mean, he's living life. I mean, come on. He's doing his thing. He's just, you know, he's adjusting to California, and I mean, he's enjoying his life. And I mean, it's good to see him. And you know, it's good to see and even talk to your housemates when, you know, when the cameras are off and when you haven't seen each other for a while, and you're just doing your thing like you did before. And I mean, it's good to catch up with him. I mean, like I said, that is my brother for life. I mean, one thing I can say about with all the cast members, I didn't have any enemies in none of the house. So every time I get to talk to them and even talk to any of them, I mean, it's great. It's a good celebration. It's like, you know, what are you doing? It's like, you know, they ask me what I'm doing. And I mean, it's great. It's like seeing my old family again. It's like when I see you, Michelle, but it's different when I see Michelle, because that love I have for Michelle is just, it's like we just want to just gobble each other up with you because we're on different coasts.
So
when we see each other, it's just like, you know, a big plate of holiday food. It's like, you know, we just can't get enough of each other. I can't wait to see you.
Gosh, I can't wait to see you either. And we're going to figure out the room situation because I have a feeling we're probably just going to be in the same bed together. Wait, that kind of came out wrong.
Oh, yeah. Let's put it out there. Let's put it out there already. Yeah, you'll be sleeping together.
Breaking news. You guys heard it first.
Tell TMZ, tell people, US Weekly. You heard it from us first. We are sleeping together. The wonderful.
Wait, Michelle from the Bronx is probably listening right now, like going, no.
Yeah, but yeah. So, I mean,
my question for you, Juan, how far is Temecula from where you are in California?
I think about 3 hours, if that. I'm assuming. I think it's not that far.
Oh, okay. I didn't know. I was just wondering.
Yeah, it's not that far. So when do you get in? When do you come? When are you coming?
I get in on Thursday.
Okay.
I get in. I don't know exact time. I'll let you know, but I get in probably in the afternoon sometime. I'm taking an early flight.
Okay.
I also want to bring up that LaJuan is now on the Reality Rally website, and like Michelle, we talked about Costa earlier. He's looking for donations, I posted the link in there, and we got to get him off at zero.
Yes.
My thing should be more than that, but. Yeah, there's something wrong with my thing. I've told them that. So I mean, I've already reached actually 400, which is great. But I want to do more than that.
He's not putting on an egg in there. He wants some donations.
Yeah, I want donations. So please donate for a great call.
You bet it is. And I see on the list, Adam, is he still going to be coming?
Adam will be there. Adam.
Brendan and Rachel, are they going to be there?
I saw on the list too. They just got added, so I'm assuming they'll be there too.
Yep.
So.
I think Michelle Noonan is going.
Who else?
There's not that many people from Big Brother.
There's Ray from season 6.
Yep, she's going.
Uh-huh.
And
Rachel,
I think that,
Plenser, I hopefully I didn't ruin her name. Evil Dick is supposed to be there as well.
Oh, yeah.
He's going? Okay.
Uncle Evil Dick is going. I love him.
I love him too. Temecula better be ready for Evil Dick.
Okay. Be ready.
I'll tell you that right now. I want to see him in that old country town.
Hey, I want you guys to ham it up for the cameras too, because oh my God, Super Pass is going to be there filming all the events, and we're going to be watching you guys. So we want to make sure to see you.
Oh, trust me, you'll see me in the show.
Oh, yeah.
We'll be doing, we don't know, but you will definitely be seeing us, and it'll be entertaining.
Trust me on that one.
Wait, is that Michelle LaJuan again? Damn.
I know, right? they're gonna ask us to get off the camera. Like,
Michelle LaJuan, will you please give some other people some chances to? Okay, we're sorry.
We need a camera to follow us the entire time, LaJuan.
And we will. We're gonna have to get our own camera. Me and you have to get our own camera. Just do it up for them.
We're going to need a disclaimer on that. Speaking of disclaimer, can we put a disclaimer up right now?
We can.
The views expressed by guests and callers into the Rad Reality Show are not necessarily the views of the host or the sponsors of the Rad Reality Show and are for entertainment purposes only. Some assembly may be required and batteries are not included.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, we need a disclaimer. We don't want to get sued or anything.
So should we bring some of these people back up?
Yes, let's bring them up because you know what? Guess what, LaJuan? You're gonna get spoiled. We gotta do. We gotta also do the Mob Wives theme song. Oh, let's do that one.
Okay.
Paul.
Yes, I'm sorry. I was distracted reading something. Okay.
Walking, but I can see me and you walking.
Hey.
Where
can
those
high heels
I think would be better.
I can see me and you walking. Me minus the high heels and everything else and tip-top gangster shape, babe.
Hey, LaJuan, do that in Temecula. Get four of you guys together and get somebody to film you walking. And you got to put a newspaper down. Oh, that would be so cool.
Oh my God.
We're going to make it happen. We're going to do it.
Let's make it happen. We're going to do it.
Let's bring Michelle from the Bronx back up.
Is the Bronx back?
Michelle from the Bronx.
Michelle, I know you have to say to LaJuan, so go ahead.
LaJuan, what are you doing, LaJuan?
Hi, honey bun. How are you?
I'm all right. How the heck are you?
I am good.
Good.
I am good.
Now I'm going to kick your butt because you got to catch up to Mob Wives.
I know, honey. I do. Next time we speak, I'll be all caught up.
All right. And here's the other thing. I'm not going to kick your butt because I heard, you know, that Michelle and you might wind up sleeping together. And listen, my wifey can go ahead and sleep with people, but when she's my wifey, nobody else can say shit.
I know. I got you, baby. I'm an only husband, so don't get it twisted.
I know, right?
Don't get it twisted. She know how we roll. That's my boo.
Oh, boy. I smell another rumor coming on.
Oh, come
girl, it's gonna be a rumor, girl. We don't care, girl.
Michelle,
and I'm gonna
Michelle,
put a, and we gonna put a period at the end of that rumor.
Oh, we got what kind of rumor we're gonna start this time? Let's
I
see.
Took
last
a shower.
Time
you can't
we won.
Smell the rumor.
Oh my gosh.
We got to figure out.
Oh my gosh.
There's one part I think that we can talk about that won't be
okay.
Such a big spoiler for you. And
oh,
I'm gonna,
okay. Yes.
I'm gonna see if Michelle agrees with me. I'm gonna say the club that they went to called
okay.
Lips. Michelle, do you think that would be something that we can touch on with LaJuan?
Yes.
Okay.
Oh my God. Hey, before Michelle Bronchi, before you say it, I just have to editorial comment. I love
how Big Ange brings out the happiness in her friends, and boy, did she hit pay dirt with that one.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
I love the fact that she was like, she goes, I love the way they talk. They kind of talk just like me.
Okay, let's call Luan in. Hey, Luan. They, they went out to a drag club, a drag show.
Oh, and, for real? I love her.
And
love
what,
her.
Renee
she's
wasn't,
like my
Renee
favorite on the show.
Well.
Oh, I love
right.
her.
Renee wasn't doing well, so they wanted to just bring her out and have fun, and they took her to a drag show. And she was up, she was dancing, she was having a great time. I love them. You know, I have no problem. In fact, in Provincetown, Massachusetts, the second week in September, or the third week, so it's the week after Columbus Day, that whole week, they have, it's nothing but drag queens up there. I used to go and stay extra because I used to go out for Women's Week and I used to stay a couple of days extra. I love the performances that were done. They were awesome.
Oh,
these guys,
honey.
These guys were awesome.
Sometimes they're so real. Oh, yeah, they're so real. Sometimes it's scary.
Well,
that
yeah.
is how perfect they are. I mean, I know some people that, yeah, I mean, they, it's perfection. I'm like, woo.
Exactly.
I mean,
yeah.
It's scary. It's scary. Just how their transformation becomes this person. And I don't know, sometimes if you see them out of makeup, they are still gorgeous. It's like,
oh,
gorgeous.
Yeah, but the one that kissed Renee, you could kind of see the hairlines.
Okay.
There was something that's fun, something for you to look forward to, without a doubt. It's a fun, fun time. And
good.
All the crazy that was going on, that was really a good high point, you know.
Okay.
The club was called Lips.
Lips.
L-I-P-S?
L-I-P-S. And so what I wound up typing in the chat room while they were playing the Big Bang, I was playing the Big Lips is what I keep me alive.
And all I could think of was, yes, you sure does like the Big Lips.
Hey, Al, I thought you weren't going to tell anybody about that with you. Oh, my God. There's your room.
Also,
disclaimer.
Luan,
yes.
Also on that episode, we actually get to see, we have an appearance of Big Ange's sister. I mean, you
yes.
got to catch up, bud.
Oh, yeah.
And
really?
She doesn't look that much like Big Ange.
No,
she doesn't. But we don't know what Big Ange looked like normally.
Well, before a lot of her.
Before she was Big Ange, she might have just been Ange.
Before she was Big Lips Ange.
Oh, yeah.
I love Ange. You know what? She's my favorite. I absolutely adore her. I adore her.
Yeah, you know, it's really funny how, like, each person that they've introduced, we were kind of like either a hardcore no or a hardcore love, you know?
Yeah.
And Ramona, I'm finding a little bit of passion for Ramona, and only because of the things that she has gone through. And
just a little bit.
Right, well, if you remember how they made the movies about, like, she referred to it, you know, before, about Donnie Brasco. And I won't ruin the rest of it for Luan, but, you know, if you know how they made the whole movie Donnie Brasco, what she's saying, I'm like, it figures. It flat-out figures. Because that's what they do. They always embellish, you know?
So, yeah, because she was talking about how the ending of it, about how her grandfather ended up dying or whatever. It's
right.
Like they killed him in the movie, but he actually passed away with his family, like his family was surrounding him on Thanksgiving, right?
Right.
Cancer,
yeah.
Yeah, it's a good show. I really like it. I love the concept from the get-go. I'm glad that, like, I was such a pain in the ass about it. And that so many people now have really, like, if you follow anybody, any of them on Twitter, if you go to any place that's a social network, somebody is dropping something about Mob Wives. Someplace. And the sit-down, I don't think that they're doing the sit-downs until Tuesday nights, Paul, for some reason, because that's when they did it last week. Right?
Right.
Tomorrow?
No,
right.
I already I already checked. There's no sit-down scheduled for this particular show, but I did catch it. It was a little bit later last week. Hey, LaJuan, I don't know how soon we have to go, but I'm just curious when you talked about your project with the anti-bullying, and I don't know if we ever asked you when you brought that up before, have you been in touch with Shelley at all? Because she's gotten involved in that
as well.
You know
what? I have. Yeah, I have. I have. I've gotten in contact with Shelley. I have. So, I mean, I didn't even realize how big it is until I just started to talk to people and ask them, you know, about bullying and, I mean, it's huge. I just didn't realize how huge it was, especially when I went to Vegas this weekend and, asking people, you know, about bullying and, you know, how, you know, could you help me? And it was just like, they were like, that is such a great cause. And to see someone like you come out and be bold like that and be help with bullying because it's just a widespread thing. They said that's just an honor to help you. So just the people that have been helping me with it and helping me try to get this thing jump off, it's been great for me. It's
so, Ron, do you plan on doing like a main event kind of thing for it?
Yeah,
or are you charity things here and there?
I'm going to do little charity things leading up to it. But there's going to be the big main event is going to be December 8th. And that's what I've been planning. It's going to be huge.
Also, before you leave, we have one other person that would like to say hi to you. She's got to get going soon, so I wanted to make sure she got back on.
Speaking of December 8th, do you know that's the anniversary of John Lennon's death, speaking of bullying?
Oh.
Yes, December 8th is the anniversary of John Lennon's death.
Wow.
It just gave me shivers when you said that. I always remember the anniversary of his death, and when you said December 8th, it kind of gave me chills.
Wow.
Yep.
Very erotic.
Yep. Talk about bullying, yeah. So we're going to bring Dina up because Dina has to leave her house pretty soon, and she wanted to come up and say hi to everyone.
Dina.
Hey,
Miss Dina, thank you for calling in, girl.
Thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Yes, I'm getting ready to go pull for Kentucky. Yes. So it's a free night to drink beer. Hey, LaJuan, real fast, sweetheart, I just wanted to tell you that every day or every other day on Facebook, you post the most inspiring little quotes, little sayings, and I just want to tell you thank you very much for my LaWonderful days and my LaWonderful days.
Aww. He is so
inspirational.
If you're having
a bad day, just read
LaJuan's Facebook.
Oh, honey, if you're having a shitty day, all you have to do is watch Brother LaJuan, and he gets you right back up in there now.
Oh,
also,
thank you, sweetheart.
Or it could be Gangster LaJuan. You never know.
Thank you. That means a lot to me. Thank you.
Well, that was certainly worth calling back in to bring, point that out, Dina. Thank you.
We're so glad you're home back in North Carolina and back in our chat room. We've missed you dearly.
I've missed each and every one. I've missed Aunt Jody. I've missed seeing everybody's names. So, and there's new names in there to get to know. So I wish everybody a wonderful night. And I love you, Crazy Mad. And I'm out of here to go drink what? Beer.
Good. It's better to drink beer than to have it in your back porch. Right, Bronx?
Go Kansas, that's right.
Meow, meow. Here, little kitty, kitty.
Okay, you want to call me on over? Go ahead, just say that again. Come on
over
here.
We got some going down right now. All right.
She's going down.
Your wife's on the phone. Your wife is on the
go
phone.
Go Providence College. Oh, wait.
Yeah. Just remember. Enough. Remember, everybody, no bullying and no hating. Everybody
love one another.
That's right. Be kind.
Thanks so much, Dina.
Ciao, meow, guys.
Ciao.
Bye-bye.
Take care, Dina.
Ciao, honey bunch.
Bye.
Well, we love Miss Dina, and we support her and her beers all around.
Beers.
Beers. Because I'm paralyzing. It could be beer that you drink. It could be the beers that Michelle hangs out with on Monday night.
Oh, yeah. While you were talking the whole time with Luan, I was outside pulling down the stupid bird feeders. I wasn't going to let him get me twice. Yeah, Luan, you know, I got some big-ass bear hanging around. Last night he gave me a lesson. He said, take down your bird feeders. Check your garbage.
I'm glad I have smaller wildlife at my house than you do at yours. I just have raccoons that take my bird feeders down.
Yeah. You know what? I'll tell you. I've done so much city life and so much city partying, and I've traveled around. And, you know, I've always had a small place to come to. And when I relocated up here, there was tons of reasons why. And the first couple of months, I knew why, because I saw my first bear. I've lived up here all my life, and everybody has always seen the bear except for me. Every summer.
Wow.
And I never, all of a sudden, I'm sitting in my chair, I'm all rocked out, I'm hanging out, and I see this reflection in my French door, and I'm like, get. I didn't know. I was like, close the screen door. Don't get the camera. Close the screen door. Don't get the camera. And that's how it started. After that, I didn't have any fear. No fear.
How do you not, like, that animal is gigantic and will eat you, like,
just
in a minute. It's not like you can, like, run from it. The only thing you do is play dead, and at that point, like, it can eat you.
Well, they're more scared of than we are of them. You have to, if you have fear, they're going to sense it right away.
I would have a little fear. I'd be hoping I had a picnic in a basket for you to be there.
I think, but I still have control. I still say, hey, go, you know? Sometimes I just say, hey, and he's off.
I don't know. I think that's hardcore if you ask me, but it is.
Okay,
Michelle.
Then I'm more hardcore than ever now.
I don't know about the fair stuff, but I'm just glad you're here to talk to us, Michelle.
Oh, well, you're lucky today. I also lost my brakes on the way coming back from my lake house. So I was like, only I could be going down a hill and hit the brakes and hear something pop and have no fucking brakes. My brake light comes on and then my fastened seatbelt comes on. I'm like, yeah, thanks a lot. I'm already fastened in. Thanks. And it's going on and off and on and off. I'm trying to call my mechanic. I'm in and out of service. I'm like, okay, how do you make it up the hill with no brakes? You just keep your foot to the fucking ground, and you just go. And that's what I did. And when I come up, I have to go up a very high mountain. So on my way up, I just floored it, and it came up. And then, you know, kind of like had to coast up just a little bit, shifted into neutral, and it's an automatic. But, yeah, blew out the whole brake line again. And I just had it repaired before I went away to Seattle.
Jeez.
So, yes,
sounds like you're looking at, like, a horror movie or something. I don't know
that's
what's
why
going
I said
on.
My luck, I already had my luck. I didn't play the lotto because why would I play the lotto? I already had my luck when I got flown out to Seattle. That's as good as I'm going to get.
You were on a lucky streak. That's why you should have definitely have got a ticket. You were on a lucky streak, girl.
No, that was it. That I knew once I came back, I knew everything changed and went right back to shit.
Well, there's a positive way to look at it. Once you leave a one,
accept it. I make the best out of the shit I got.
You know what I say? Bigger shit pile, smaller shovel. You know, that's how it goes.
Yeah, I know.
If there's a big shit pile over here, it's a bear.
Oh my gosh.
Oh my gosh.
I hate to see the bear of bad news. I have to go.
Oh, Luan.
Oh, Mr. Luan, thank you so much for coming on and talking to us. I know you're a busy, busy guy.
Have fun in Temecula.
Yeah, but I will see you in Temecula. And if you have any last parting words for us Manic Monday maniacs, we would love to hear it.
To be safe and just spread love. Spread love and smiles.
Spread love and smile. You know what they say, a smile is contagious. If you smile, somebody will smile back.
I know that's right.
Frown upside
down. I'm smiling right now. I love you all.
We love you too, Miss Luan. Why don't you catch up on the DVR? And I know for a fact, once you catch up on that DVR, you're going to be like, can I call in? Because I need to talk about this.
Yeah, I will. I'm going to do that.
All right,
I'll talk to you soon,
okay? Thanks for coming on Monday.
Thanks.
All right.
Thanks for spreading your
your little wonderful sunshine with us,
Luan. Thank you all. You know I love you. Mwah.
Love you too, Luan. Thank you, babe.
All right, honey. Okay.
Hey, Michelle Costa, earlier Cindy Bigwig in there was saying, when is this event that you brought up about Eric Stein? She didn't, she's kind of in the neighborhood and said she loves him. What, when is that? Where is it?
Okay, it's going to be April 5th, which is this Thursday, from 12 to 4 at the Mohegan Sun Casino in Connecticut. I think it's on Castleville or something like that, but if you just Google Mohegan Sun, it has directions. We will be there, like I said, from 12 to 4. And, of course, always come early because always the good stuff happens before the actual casting. That's when game on. So this big wig, if you are available, please come down and check out me, Eric Stein, and the fabulous Crazy James, which will be a very, very entertaining, I think, event.
Yeah.
I don't know. If you guys get it will be, make sure you're there. Be a part of it.
And depending on how much liquored up James is, that will change everything. So.
Yep, and don't forget, you know, I like the liquor, but I'm not going to be doing a lot of that because after I leave there, I'm actually going right to work. So, because I'm actually supposed to be working that day, so I'm coming in late. So unfortunately, I might have a couple. Okay, I'm not going to lie.
How does your work handle all your mixed-up schedule? I'm sure, I mean, I know you can, you know, you've got your set schedule for the weekends and all this other stuff, but since you're, like, you know, new there, you've got so much flexibility. It's got to be a pretty decent company.
Well, you know, I think the fact that I'm, like, kind of, like, killing it right now.
I know.
With work-wise and doing really good job, and I trained my first person last weekend, and I did interviews, and I've been evaluated, so I'm kind of, like, taking on responsibility. I've already put in for, as long as I put in 2 weeks in advance, it's kind of like my own business, so if I don't work, I don't make money, but they don't have a problem with that at all. He kind of had an idea. I told him, like, you know, I got a lot of things going on, and, you know, we'll work at it together. And so that's why I'm going to do a half day. I was going to actually stay the entire day there, but I figured, you know, I'd make appearance, stay a few hours, and then, you know, I got to take care of myself because I'm going to be leaving the next week, going to California. The week after that is going to be my good friend's baby shower, so I need to take a day off there. And then, you know, things coming up with Tough Mudder. I'll be doing Tough Mudder with a bunch of people, one person in particular being Richard Hatch from Survivor and The Apprentice. A lot of people from Biggest Loser, Plato, Mark, Patrick, who has been on our show before, also Ryan, who's putting it together, and a lot of, like, Miss Rhode Island, Miss Massachusetts, and a lot of other people from Biggest Loser and Survivor and Real World. So it's going to be a blast. And we rented a house, and we're all staying in one house all together. There's, like, 25 of us.
That's amazing. Pop,
that's sick, and you guys should Skype.
Yeah.
Or Tiny Chat.
Yeah, it's gonna be ridiculous. And so I have a lot of stuff coming up, but they're really cool, you know, as long as, you know, you give them an updated, ahead of schedule kind of thing, then they're fine with that. So.
Awesome.
And the fact is, if I wasn't doing good, they'd probably tell me, like, I'm fired or something.
They'd trump your ass.
Yeah, they'd be like, you're fired. But no, they're really cool, so everything's going great. Did well last week in my company. I believe it was fifth again, and this week I think I'm going to be doing the same thing. So we'll see. But work has been fantastic. Thanks for asking.
Well,
I hope that you guys are in Connecticut or in the area. Please show up. It'll be awesome. And then guess what? You can actually audition for Big Brother. How cool is that?
I wish I was up in that area. I would love to be there. Crazy James is crazy.
Crazy.
I mean, that's how he got his nickname.
Yeah,
when I saw
him
out in L.A.,
out
he wound up dancing on top of tables, and he was just nuts. So, I mean, I would rather be there just to see you and Mama Costa, but Crazy James is one that he's out there.
Crazy.
Yeah.
There's a reason why I call him Crazy James. And
I want to, before I ask this next question, because it was just last night and it was 3 hours long, and if people haven't watched it yet, I don't want to spoil it. So let's give the chatters a chance to hear the delay. But what about Celebrity Apprentice last night, guys?
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Quite a show.
Yeah, it was really good. It was a very good episode. I like the fact that they sent two people a boot in. Well, they mix up the teams and everything, you know, too. So I think they needed to mix up the teams. It needed to be done. The girls were getting their ass whooped.
Yeah, well, they kept listening to Aubrey, so.
I kind of like Aubrey. I don't know.
I think she's her, too. She's got a lot of feist in her, so you can't help but like it. You know,
and she does, honestly, she's very creative, and a lot of people are like, a lot of her ideas, you know, didn't win, but nobody else had any ideas. It's better to have an idea than nothing at all. She has multiple all the time.
But I will have to say this. I absolutely agree with Arsenio's, and it wasn't just his opinion. She is not much of a team player.
No, not
she
at all.
She can
have
ideas.
But you really can't be, like, you're still, like, you know, kind of, even though you're a team player, you still got to think about yourself if you have to go back to that boardroom, or if you make it to the end, the things that you can say to make you become the winner. You know, you're not going to just sit there and kind of let the time fly and kind of do whatever and then have a speech at the end that's going to impact Donald Trump to be like, you know what, yeah, they did. You know, they did do this and that. So I think she's setting herself up so that she can win, but it's if she makes it to the end is the question.
You think she comes back?
I hope not.
Michelle, did you see it when she walked back through those double doors at the very end of the show?
Me?
Either one of you.
No.
Am I the only one that saw that?
What?
At the very end of the show, it showed her walking back through the double doors, like she was walking back into the suite. It didn't show her interacting with anyone. All it showed was her walking back through the double doors. Now,
I didn't see it either, Cherry. Cherry and I were on the telephone about an hour before the show started talking about it, and I said to her, I didn't see it. I'm going to have to go back and look because I did not see her come back. And I personally, I'm glad that she left.
They didn't spoil it as far as, you know, in next week's previews, they don't show anything of her, whether she's there or not. And when they showed her walking through the double doors, like I said, they didn't show her interacting with anyone. But
who was that?
I don't know who that was.
Michelle, did you just blow into your mic?
No, I just heard a silence.
That wasn't me.
No, I didn't blow into anything.
There's only four of us on the line.
So I actually didn't hear any. Like, I heard silence. Like, I heard Cherry talk, and then I heard it talking.
No.
I heard you. I couldn't hear you talking after, like, a couple of seconds.
All right.
The silence.
So
it shows her walking through the double doors, and we don't know whether she's coming back in to stay or whether maybe she was going back in to retrieve her things while people were out of the suite or what implications it has, but it did show her walking back through the double doors. So what that means, I don't know. Whether she's, you know, walking back in to go stand her ground and she's, you know, still on the show or whether she's off, I don't know.
Maybe she just goes back to talk some junk and then leaves.
Yeah, it did show her walking back through, so I don't know what that means.
I gotta replay that, but
it's toward the very
end
of the show.
Very interesting. And Miss Debbie Gibson is gone too. Poor thing.
Yeah, that was
and I hated
pretty nasty.
Go ahead. Paul.
No, I was going to say that it was pretty nasty, some of the things that Teresa said to Debbie Gibson. That was uncalled for.
They've been going back at it. I think they both gave each other a run for their money on that one.
Yeah.
Yeah, I kind of was like ready for Teresa to flip the table personally, but
are
a little bit of Teresa's fury came out. I liked that.
Are
I was like, it's about time we see Teresa.
And my God, people, how about I'm glad that the guys were able to pick up enough of that money that the Blue Man Group blew up. Cause,
oh, my
you know,
gosh.
I don't know. I honestly think the woman should have won. If the book was great and they lost by $14 and it was a stupid idea that they were going to blow money in, like, New York City, I don't know. I really honestly think that's why it could be a possibility that Aubrey comes back, maybe, because I just don't think that that certain scenario should have happened, because $14, really?
I know.
If Aubrey walks out, she wasn't fired, right?
She's talking about her walking out, like, you know, as they're getting fired. Did she go in the limo? Did they have her in the limo at the end?
No.
Ah, very interesting. They always have them at the end, don't they?
Right.
If somebody's coming back, I wish it was Dee. That disappointed me.
I really hated to see him go. That's what I was going to say when you started talking, is that I really hated to see him go.
See, I think Penn should have went for that. Well, I think Penn should have went for that because of the Blue Man.
I think he should have went because he said Walmart.
Oh, yeah,
that
too.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Hello? Like, he said Walmart. That's, like, a huge, huge mistake. But you can tell that he gives leniency to certain people. That's why I'm surprised that Aubrey went, because
he liked the feisty person.
Yeah, yeah. And, like, I mean, geez, Penn, with two huge mistakes, like, you know.
I bet you if she does come back, he's putting her on back with Lisa.
That would
because
be great.
Was,
I love Lisa Lampanelli. Let me tell you,
oh
she
God.
Is a hot
ticket. She is breaking down by taking all this pressure, though. She's taking everything upon herself. I love the whole yep.
It never stops. Never stops.
Poor Diana. Oh my God, that poor thing.
I can see why some of you like Lisa, but she just treats people in a way that I can't support. I'm sorry. You can, for me personally, you can talk to people in a different way than she does, and that's the part about her that I really dislike. So,
well, at least she tells you to your face and she doesn't talk behind your back about it. At least you know if she likes you, if she don't, then what she's thinking. And you have to give her that, because you could also have somebody that's all nice to your face and then does all the junk talking behind your back, you know? So you have to at least give her that.
She doesn't leave anything on the table. She doesn't pull any punches. She says it just like it is. And, you know, like you said, she's not going to go and run and, you know, talk smack behind your back. She's going to say it right there in front of you and, you know, let you know how she's feeling and what's going on in her head, and I appreciate that. You know, I think I'd rather have somebody like that tell me, you know, straight up how it is and let me know how they're feeling than have somebody go behind my back and talk smack, you know.
I like the fact that Donald Trump brought up a couple of times how much she roasted him.
Oh, yeah, I know.
He said that a few times, and I was like, yes, she did. I'm sure that sits in the back of his mind when he's, like, thinking, should I fire the bitch?
And let's just say, do you really think that he wants to give somebody a job with that much money for their charity, blah, 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 you know how the whole deal goes, that he got ripped apart by? Maybe. Maybe not. I don't know.
I think that he, you know, when you go on those roasts, you're getting roasted. And it's not just one person. There's multiple people that are roasting you.
So he So I think for Donald Trump, that's like me. I'm like, if you can't laugh at yourself, then fuck it. But at least, you know, he could handle it and know that people are going to make fun of him, obviously. But he did mention it a few times. You could tell it was a little bit of a sore subject.
Oh, yeah.
And I can only imagine what they were talking about, maybe his hair.
She must have done one hell of a job because he is not forgotten.
Nope.
And Lisa Lampanelli, man, if you've ever seen her shows, wow, she is hardcore.
Yes, she is.
So it's not a shock for her to be the way she is. It's, to me, it's just a confirmation, yep, that's how she is about her shows. That's how she is in real life.
Right.
She's just being herself.
Right.
He wasn't afraid to fire Miss Gatti, but he certainly hasn't gotten rid of Lisa Lampanelli.
Yep, you're right, but it does go like we don't see a lot of what they do. Do you guys think that they show him things that happen throughout their putting their things together and what happens, or do you think that he doesn't know anything? I don't know. I think
I don't
he hears probably through the grapevine things that happen.
I've always wondered that.
He hasn't gotten rid of a few, you know, that I think should have gone by now. Lou is one of those that I think Paul and I were talking, and I think he's just sort of one of Donald's favorites. And Lou really hasn't, I mean, he's pulled through on a few things. He's touched my heart and in some of his stories, but he's sort of a one-trick pony.
He kind of aggravates me, though.
Yeah, he really does. He's sort of a one-trick pony, and he really kind of gets under my skin a lot. And there's been times when I really have thought he should have been the one to go home, but Donald Trump just will not fire him.
Right. Cherry, you mentioned something that happens, you know, every season where people keep getting brought back and brought back and brought back, and he keeps them around, and we always wonder what's behind him keeping these people around.
Right.
Yeah. I don't know. I feel like the next time we see, he's going to be, like, in his green paint Incredible Hulk, because that's all he talks about. Like, all he talks about is, maybe I should come out as Incredible Hulk. Okay, we get it, Incredible Hulk. You were the Incredible Hulk. Okay, get over it. All right, Debbie Gibson, we know you were a pop star, like, 30 years ago. You know,
did anybody
like
her song?
Like her song that she sang recently, the one she made for the thingy, or her song
for
in the
Crystal
past?
Light.
No,
yeah,
I didn't. I didn't dig it.
I thought it was horrible.
Yeah, I mean, I didn't think much of it.
It kind of reminded me of like a talent show, you know?
I thought it was absolutely horrible. I was like, boy. You know, she doesn't need to make a comeback.
Oh, and you know what I liked? Like, Teresa was shredding her. And if you really think about it, it's like, yeah, she has her style. But, yeah, she kind of did look a little
dated,
slutty. I don't know if I should say that, because sometimes I could look a little slutty. But, you know, kind of maybe wear like a little jacket, you know, but I do understand. She's like, I'm a pop star. This is what we do. And then at the same time, I was kind of like, ew, like, don't you have your own self? Like, just because you're a pop star doesn't mean you can wear stuff like Nicki Minaj wore on American Idol. And I kept seeing her nipples. I was like, okay, Nicki Minaj.
I saw you say that on Twitter. I was like, oh my gosh. Again, another wardrobe malfunction.
Yeah, but it was weird, too, because I kept thinking about J-Lo's nip slip, like, a few weeks ago.
Hey, Casa, I'm telling you, you're my perfect wife.
Like, did they plan this? So, because J-Lo's like, listen, Nicki Minaj, you better fucking let your nipple out, because I'm sick and tired of hearing about my nipple slip. You know?
That's the only way they let her on the show, was if she promised to do that, to get all the heat out of J-Lo.
Yeah, but I kind of was confused with the whole Nicki Minaj outfit. Like, I was like, did she know she was on American Idol? Like, just kind of like a family-ish kind of show? I don't know.
Well, think about the waste of time, airtime that we had when she was on the Grammys. That was absolutely ridiculous, in my opinion.
But, I mean, it's the Grammys. Like, it's expected for things, like, to be happening there, but it's, like, American Idol, you know?
Yeah, it doesn't fit.
Yeah, it just doesn't fit. And Nikki, and it was funny because Ryan Seacrest, the first thing he said was, "Whoa, well, that was interesting." He kind of called her out on a nip slip multiple times. And I was like, oh, gosh, Nicki Minaj. Where's the beach? The beach? The beach? No. Anyway. Well, I think we have said it all tonight, folks. We've had another crazy Manic Monday, and I hope you Manic Monday maniacs, because that's what you guys, you know, like the Joan Rivers has her Joan River people or whatever. We have our Manic Monday maniacs, and that's what you guys are. Don't you think so, Cherry and Paul?
Absolutely.
Thank you, Michelle, for always being here and always bringing us such wonderful shows. You always bring sunshine to us and make us laugh and smile, and you bring it to us, girl. You make our Mondays awesome. So,
well, thank you very much. And that's going to you, Michelle. Ow!
Thank you for taking my call. Thank you for
your call. Well, Miss Michelle from the Bronx, do you have any parting words before we close out our show?
Parting words? My God.
Remember,
don't act your age.
Later.
Don't act your age.
Don't act your age?
Don't act your age.
This could go a lot of ways, people, so take it how you want it. But
it.
Like Michelle said, act your age.
No,
oh, don't act your age. Wait,
don't,
well,
don't act your age.
Don't act your age.
Oh, okay.
Okay, we'll take that one and live by it.
I don't know. You have fun with that bear.
Hey. I will.
Hey.
a little suspenseful pause there.
Yeah. I like
okay.
Hot lips.
Well, thank you for taking my call. Love talking to you guys. Yes, mob wise. We got 2 weeks. What the next week, who the hell knows? But this will be interesting. I'm going to do a lot of reading.
Yeah.
You guys? Yes.
All right.
Thank you so much for calling in, Michelle.
Talk to you guys soon.
Bye. Take care, honey. Be safe from that bear.
I am. I'm inside. Thanks. Bye.
All right. Bye-bye.
All right. One announcement from Paul before we end. I do have an episode date now for Lydia's appearance on the new show on Oxygen Best, Inc. It will be May 1st, which is episode number 5 that she will be appearing on. So write that one down.
All righty, everybody. May 1st, Miss Lydia.
Yep.
Fantastic, Paul. Thanks for the update on that. And, Paul, do you have any last words besides what you just gave us? Any last goodbyes you'd like to say?
I'm good as long as Cherry tells what's coming up for Rad Reality Show. I want to thank all the people that were in the chat room tonight, and I do see a new person that's popped in, and I hope Tasha Jones does come back. Glad you're enjoying what you heard.
Absolutely. I want to remind everyone that on Thursday we have our new show, Dragon Slayer Radio, that we have at 10 p.m. Eastern, 9 p.m. Central. We have Coach Wade joining us for Dragon Slayer Radio. He will be here for Thursday night to recap Survivor, so I hope everyone joins us for that. And as always, we will be back on Sunday evening at 10 p.m. Eastern, 9 p.m. Central for the recap of Amazing Race with Luis Trovato. So we want you all to join us for those two shows. And as we talked about at the beginning of the show, we want to send out prayers to Lisa Cruz and to Kale. And I think that's about it. If everybody else is done, I'll go ahead and close with Ron. Michelle, you have anything else?
Nope. I just want to say I will be chatting with all you guys next Monday. we'll be having our Manic Monday show. And just thanks for joining us, as usual. We love you guys. And let's end the show with the Fantastic Ron.
Hey, and before you hit that closing clip, Joe reminded me in the chat room, or us, that baseball is starting, and I know Ron would probably have played this clip before the opener, and so it's a minute and a half.
But I'm going to close out the show. Thank you guys for calling in, and we're going to close out the show tonight with a song that I want to do, and then I'm not going to come back. So you guys say goodbye to everyone. I'm wrapping it up once I find the song. But here he goes. This is for in the chat room and everyone else. Goodbye, everyone.
Baseball season's underway. Well, you better get ready for a brand new day. Hey, Chicago, what do you say? The Cubs are gonna win today. They're singing, go Cubs, go! Go Cubs, go! Hey, Chicago, what do you say? The Cubs are gonna win today. Go Cubs, go! Go Cubs, go! Hey, Chicago, what do you say? The Cubs are gonna win today.
I really want to say I apologize. I didn't realize.
Good job,
it was
Paul.
I know, but it was a closing clip, and I didn't mean for it to be the closing clip for tonight. I thought it was just the song "Go Cubs, Go," and so Cherry has a different closing clip, I'm sure. But anyway,
that's all right. Just want to say, make sure you all are back here next Monday for Manic Monday with Michelle Costa, 7 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. Central. Join us for Manic Monday with Michelle Costa. She rocks.
The best show on Rad Reality.
Absolutely. Thank you, Michelle. Thank you, Paul. Thank you to everyone out there for being here with us. I'm going to close this round as always. Thank you, Luan.
So thank you guys for stopping in. I do want to say some other stuff real quick. I was thinking about, like, today, about how much we've had so many people that have been faithful callers to our show. But I thank everyone that has been part of the show and still is part of the show. But, you know, I want to say thank you to you guys. And the reality, people, that, you know, I do this for you guys. And I hope you guys enjoy it. I'm going to go ahead and close it off tonight. And I appreciate everyone. I want to finish off the show with a little music and say to all of my listeners, thank you guys. And thank you all for coming in.
God bless you, and thank you for listening to the show. And it was a great one.
Take care, everyone. Be kind to each other. Take care of yourselves. And we'll see you soon. Good night.
Ciao.
Good night.